Most of us have a sense of destiny, something that we're supposed to fulfill in our lives. But if I'm going to be the me I was meant to be, if you're going to be the you that you were meant to be, then we have to know who we were meant to be in the first place. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me again. Today we're going to be chatting about you, who you really are, from a different perspective. If you want to ask yourself the question, am I being the me I was meant to be? Am I really fulfilling the destiny for my life? How would you answer? On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your life against that question? Well, the problem is that so many people can't answer it because they don't know who they were meant to be in the first place or where they're meant to be headed. All they sometimes have is a nagging suspicion inside, a bit of an unsettling feeling that the answer is more a no than a yes, more a 1 or 2 than an 8 or 9 out of 10. Am I being the me I was meant to be? Am I really fulfilling the destiny of my life? See, they're really good questions. I don't know how to talk about this except at least in part from my own experience, because discovering your destiny is a profound issue of life. I'd like to share with you today part of my journey and something that began to answer those questions for me. By global standards, I was blessed. I grew up in a wealthy household. We had plenty of food, a roof over our head. I had a good education. And one of my physical attributes, as well as being short, as well as having some grey hair, as well as being a bit short-sighted in one eye and long-sighted in another eye, is that I have a high IQ. So I did really well at school, and I had the choice of doing anything that I wanted to do, medicine or law. Back then, I was interested in these emerging things they called computers. So I left high school and I went to the Royal Military College Duntroon, the officer training academy for our army, a bit like England's Sandhurst or the USA's West Point. Now, I graduated with an IT degree and spent 10 years in the military, and after that had well-paying jobs, and I owned a consulting firm for 17 years in the IT industry and travelled around and spoke at international conferences and lived the high life. I basically had it handed to me on a silver platter. Yeah, okay, it had its ups and downs. I had to work hard. I had to strive for things. But by any standard, I had it pretty good. And I kind of enjoyed that stuff. But all along, I found that nothing ever really satisfied me. I was so concerned about being the best and what other people thought of me. I couldn't enjoy my life. I couldn't relax. I was successful on the outside, but inside I had a deep sense of inadequacy and failure and the feeling of being a fraud. And that's how I lived my life, day by day, for many years. And believe you me, it's not a lot of fun. Why is that? What's going on? I had this emerging sense that I wasn't being the me I was meant to be, and that there was some destiny for my life that I hadn't yet stumbled across. Despite all the good things that were happening in my life, I had this sort of vague, distant belief in God, I guess. But even in my late 30s, when I gave my life over to Him, when I became a Christian, there was still something, well, it wasn't quite right. I look back on it now, and I know there was something missing, things I didn't really understand. For me, the starting point of being the me I was meant to be is knowing where I've come from and who I'm meant to be. So many people in the midst of their lives aren't really comfortable with who they are or where their life's going, and so you don't have a real sense of security. You're more like a cork bobbing around in a stormy ocean. And we're going to explore that today through Psalm 139 from the Old Testament of the Bible. I come back to it again and again and again in my own life because it reminds me of exactly who I am. What I love about this psalm is that the writer starts in the middle of the dilemmas of life and works his way back to God to discover who he is. And ultimately, he comes to this point. Have a listen. God, you created me in my innermost being. It was you that knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well because my frame wasn't hidden from you when I was being made in that secret place. When I was being woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed substance. And all the days ordained for me were written down in your book of life before even one of them came into being. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I'm still with you. There's something that really strikes me in there. And this is one of those passages in the Bible that is beautiful and wondrous to me. And as I said, I keep coming back to it again and again. It's like my passport. It tells me who I am. We all started life in our mother's womb, dark, hidden place in the depths of the earth, as it were. And God created our innermost being. He knits us together in our mother's womb. And we can praise him because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm not sure what you believe, and I'm not here, please understand this, to force any of my beliefs on you. I just want to share with you how it was for me. After reading that psalm, I had this sense of, wow, if God really made me who I am, then who I am, my personality, my strengths and my limitations and my hair color and my blue eyes and the way I think and react, all of those things are his choice. You know, we have bits about ourselves and our lives that we like, and we have other bits that we don't so much like. Some people say, oh, I wish I was smarter, wish I was taller, wish I was better looking, wish I had blonde hair instead of that mousy brown coloured mop on top of my head. You know what I mean? But when I wrapped my heart around this psalm, I thought, wow, not only has God made me who I am, each strand of my DNA according to the blueprint of his great and mighty heart, he also planned every day of my life. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before any of them came into being. And see, that's my passport. That's my compass. That's given me my sense of identity and direction in life. And hey, that's not such a bad thing. No wonder the psalmist goes on in wonder to say, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. Our lives aren't about being some karma or vague sense of chance or destiny. Our lives have a plan and a purpose and a destiny. And before any of our days ever existed, every day ordained for you and me was already written in God's book, God's blueprint. It was written in our DNA. Who we are and what would happen, the number of hairs on our head, every thought, every desire, every dream, every hope, every hurt, every experience. He knit us together in our mother's womb, and he set every day before us according to his plan. You and I are who we are because that's how he made us. You and I are living the lives we have because that's what he ordained for us. That's the profound and wonderful beauty, as so many people spend so much of their lives not liking themselves, when all along we are who God made us to be. In his infinite wisdom and mercy and creativity, that's how he handcrafted us. He planned us, he knew us, and he wrote down all the days of our lives before time began. Let me challenge you today. Let me get right in your face with this. Are you prepared to live every minute of every day in this wonderful knowledge, in this wonderful truth? Sure, we've all made mistakes. There are consequences, there are scars, there are broken relationships, but fundamentally, who we are is no surprise to God. What we're going through is no surprise to God. And in the middle of that, he wants to give us peace and rest, and that's what we get when we accept who we are and where we are according to God's plan. It's time to love who you are. That honors God, to thank him and to praise him. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and that I know full well. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.